The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
The latest easing of regulations on commerce with Cuba is good news, not least for fans of rum and cigars. But it's also a sign that President Obama's drive to normalize relations is approaching the limits of his authority. Obama has now done about as much as he can to lighten the burden of an outdated embargo. Moving Cuba policy any further forward will require action by Congress. This latest round of easing will allow joint medical research and imports of Cuban pharmaceuticals approved by the FDA. The president says his new directive makes the U.S. opening to Cuba irreversible. Maybe so, but much of the embargo remains, and it will take legislation to lift it. A half dozen bipartisan bills have been put forward since last year. Among the most significant is one that would let Americans travel freely to Cuba as tourists. An embryonic private sector is already growing in the country, of self-employed Cubans renting out rooms, running restaurants, or driving taxis. And most U.S. tourists are walking-talking spokesmen for capitalist freedoms. By the way, one of those visitors ought to be the newly nominated U.S. ambassador, who awaits a confirmation hearing. Over to you, Capitol Hill. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to BloombergView.com and View Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.